Macmillan Audio presents A Prisoner of Birth by Geoffrey Archer. Read by Roger Allam. Prologue. Yes, said Beth. She tried to look surprised, but wasn't all that convincing, as she had already decided that they were going to be married when they were at secondary school. However, she was amazed when Danny fell on one knee in the middle of a crowded restaurant. Yes, Beth repeated, hoping he'd stand up before everyone in the room stopped eating and turned to stare at them. But he didn't budge. Danny remained on one knee, and like a conjurer, produced a tiny box from nowhere. He opened it to reveal a simple gold band boasting a single diamond that was far larger than Beth had expected, although her brother had already told her that Danny had spent 2 months' wages on the ring. When Danny finally got off his knee, he took her by surprise again. He immediately began to tap a number on his mobile. Beth knew only too well who would be on the other end of the line. She said yes, Danny announced triumphantly. Beth smiled as she held the diamond under the light and took a closer look. Why don't you join us? Danny added before she could stop him. Great. Let's meet at that wine bar off the Fulham Road, the one we went to after the Chelsea game last year. See you there, mate. Beth didn't protest. After all, Bernie was not only her brother, but Danny's oldest friend, and he'd probably already asked him to be his best man. Danny turned off his phone and asked a passing waiter for the bill. The maitre d' bustled across. It's on the house, he said.